Yeah, there is certainly a lot to cover. How far did you say you were again? That's good. Yeah, I am very impressed with you. Wait. We can't do that now. Not until you've gotten through everything. Hold on. No, it really is quite important that you pass the test. I know getting married for citizenship is an option, but that should really be our plan B, right? Sorry, I just get really excited at the thought of you being able to stay here with me. Okay, right. Focus. Study time. What are we on again? Which one? Oh, New Brunswick. Yeah, no, this one's easy. We got this. It's where my mom's family is from, remember? So I know enough. So the capital city is Fredericton. Very good. I mean, I have to reward you for getting the answer correct, right? Perfectly practical. Yeah. It won't stay practical for very long if you keep looking at me like that. So we should get back to this. Fredericton is the capital city, but it isn't the largest city. The largest city is St. John. It's the largest manufacturing center where most of the stuff happens. They do a lot of forestry and agriculture and fishing. Mining, but to be honest, the most exciting thing is the fishing because seafood in New Brunswick is so much better than when you're trying to get like seafood to the middle of the country. Oh yeah, you know how annoying I am about fish and chips? I'm always like, oh, well, this is okay, but it's not Andrew's fish and chips, you know? Yeah, no, I'll take you there one day when we visit my family down in Moncton, and yeah, that's where most of the French people live. It's the principal Francophone Acadian Center, which is interesting. There are a lot of French people in New Brunswick. Not so much as Quebec because it's not primarily French. New Brunswick is actually the only officially bilingual province. I mean, Canada has the two official languages because of the Official Languages Act, or La loi sur les langues officielles, if you want to do it in French, I guess. No, see, you have to do both because it's official that way. Yeah, we have to take French in schools, but up until, God, was it, what is it? Up until grade 9, it's mandatory, but for every mandatory class, they have to assume that you don't know any French beforehand. Something to do with the curriculum. It's the most annoying thing ever, honestly, because every year you have to, you know, start off with a, comment s'appelle-tu, comment ça va, you know, that sort of thing. Yeah, it's annoying. It's why I'm not actually any good at speaking French. My sister is completely bilingual. She took French immersion, and that's when you spend half of your school in French. So she would do like biology in French and, I don't know, science in French. That's the same thing. Anyway, yeah, she'd have half of her classes in French. So now she can, you know, switch languages when she wants to talk to me and have people not guaranteed to understand her. It is really quite silly. No, I mean, I guess I do with my family sometimes, but New Brunswick French is kind of different from, you know, France French or Quebec French, because we have this regional dialect that's very, it's basically French with like some English words thrown in. It's very, very odd. And then there's lots of slang in there too that other people won't get if you say it to them. Yeah, I mean, I guess I could get by if I had to, but people in Paris, for example, would give me weird looks, certainly. Yeah, I mean, mostly what I know is swear words from my grandmother, like, we'll beat her in euchre something, or she'll get a really bad hand or bump into something and be like, oh, tabarnak, and like a bunch of other French swear words. It's a tabernacle. I don't know, there are a lot of like religious stuff. Anyway, oh god, I'm getting so off topic. Right, so New Brunswick joined the Dominion of Canada in 1867. Mm-hmm. No, I mean, I'm just rewarding you here. Excellent job. That is certainly a bit more off topic than little personal anecdotes about my family, isn't it? Fuck. Okay, yep, you're right. Definitely important to have breaks while we study. Do you want to move someplace a little bit more comfortable? Thought so.